Stephen Caranda and Matty Fox were closing in on Election Day, and not surprisingly, the intensity level of the campaigns is picking up. The vice president's visit to Wichita coming on the heels of President Trump's Topeka rally is a pretty clear indication that the governor's race is very close, and the administration is doing what it can to help Republican Chris Kobach in his battle against Democrat Laura Kelly. But beyond that, some more substantial differences are emerging on the issues.
So we stand completely differently on the welfare state.
Kobach just came out with a set of proposals to toughen eligibility for state welfare programs, requiring recipients to work or work more. Under the Brownback administration, we saw work requirements on welfare that were about 20 hours. Kobach wants to kick that up to 30.
There's no excuse for an able-bodied adult to be collecting welfare on the back of hardworking Kansans.
And just so I understand, work requirements means you have to either work or be looking for a job in order to qualify for benefits?
Right. Job or job training for now 20, under Kobach, he would say 30 hours a week.
It feels like we're kind of on repeat here every week talking about Secretary Kobach appealing to his, you know, conservative base of voters. Maddie, is this another move to do that?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there's certainly an appeal to get to shrink the welfare state, which is certainly a conservative angle.
Meanwhile, Laura Kelly continues to reach out to moderate Republicans. She just snagged yet another big name endorsement, this one from former Republican Governor Mike Hayden. Clearly, Stephen Caranda, these endorsements, which also include former Governor Bill Graves and former U.S. Senator Nancy Kassebaum, are intended to send a signal to moderate Republicans who might be thinking about voting for independent Greg Orman.
And Hayden specifically said in his statement that he thought Orman could not win and Kelly was the right choice. You know, we've talked before about how Orman is only polling at around 10%, and some people say voting for him might hurt Kelly, so it's kind of like voting for Kobach. Orman really pushed back against that this week during a debate in Wichita.
A vote for me is a vote for a different path and a better future. We don't have to choose fear and hate. We don't have to vote for a bad candidate just to avoid a worse one.
Well, that sounds very much like someone who's still campaigning pretty hard.
So far, yes. I specifically asked him if these low poll numbers kind of made him consider dropping out, and he said no. But, you know, I kind of think maybe if he were doing better in the polls or getting more big-name endorsements, maybe we'd be seeing more Orman ads on TV.
Okay, moving on. Democrats need to flip 23 Republican seats to win control of the U.S. House. And two of the most competitive races in the entire country are playing out right here in Kansas.
Yes, we have the second district race between Democrat Paul Davis and Republican newcomer Steve Watkins. And in the Kansas City area, the third district, we have Republican incumbent Kevin Yoder against Democrat Sharice Davids.
And now, Jim, that second district race is looking pretty close, right? Even though brand new campaign finance reports are showing us that Davis has raised a lot more than Watkins.
Yeah, very close. Even though Davis has raised $1.3 million in the last quarter, Watkins just under $300,000. But Watkins is still getting plenty of help from the political action committee that his father, a Topeka doctor, is bankrolling. And there is so much money pouring in from outside groups. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan's super PAC is delivering more than or spending more than $3 million in the race, most of it on TV ads attacking Davis.
And the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is also adding money here to the race,
right,
kind of almost matching that dollar for dollar. And that's money going a lot for TV ads that target Watkins and are aimed at helping Davis.
Mm.
And they've got some interesting new fodder. I mean, Watkins is looking at even more revelations from the press about things that he's done or things that he said. The Kansas City Star uncovered a series of Facebook posts that show Watkins agreeing with several posts that seemed highly critical of police, calling them racist and thug criminals.
These were posts written by a guy named Antonio Bueller. He and Watkins were at West Point at the same time. Bueller now heads a police watchdog group. The campaign says Bueller's views have become, as they put it, more radical and that Watkins doesn't agree with him anymore.
Okay, so maybe this and the other revelations about Watkins, like the fact that he initially considered running as a Democrat, are raising questions about whether he's really the Donald Trump conservative that he claims to be. We'll have to leave it there for this week. Stephen, Maddie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.